This is a HeadGum Podcast. Today's episode is brought to you by Beachbody On Demand, the total solution for health, fitness, and weight loss. And I am a big fan of Beachbody because there are so many familiar brands that are on the platform, like P90X, and there's this amazing thing called 3-week yoga retreat with one of my favorite instructors ever. Her name is Elise. And I love using Beachbody On Demand because it's in-home fitness and I don't have a ton of time in my schedule. And so it's an amazing platform to be able to go on and to find the right solution for me so that I can maintain my weight for the summer. So guess what? It's a brand new service, but it already has almost a million members, and you guys can claim a free 30-day membership. Our listeners, all you have to do is text LADYLOVIN, all one word, no spaces, LADYLOVIN to 303030 and get a full 30 days of access to this entire platform for free.
Hello, universe. I've never done a singing intro.
I thought you were going to break into New York.
New York.
Yeah.
No, I fucking hate that song.
And I was like, Alicia.
I love that song.
You guys,
especially
Alicia Keys
at the club.
Is makeup free.
You Alicia like that Keys? Song at the club?
Yeah.
I know that's so cheesy.
What kind of line is that in general?
I know that's so cheesy, but like if I am at, you know, like 1 o'clock at 4 o'clock
first
in the morning.
Off, why are you at 1 o'clock at 4 a.m.? That's my biggest concern.
Because I'm making questionable life decisions at this point in time.
Wait, can we talk about Alicia Keys' no makeup?
But I mean, she's been doing it for a really long time.
She gave
time
up
now.
Makeup, guys.
Should we tell everyone who we are first in case they
yes,
have
hi,
never
world.
Listened to our show?
We're definitely not Alicia Keys. That's who we're not.
I'm Lo.
I'm Greta.
I'm Jilly. And who's to my left?
Oh my, well, I was going to do like a formal, I was going to do that, talk about Alicia Keys. And then I was going to plug a VIP thing. And then I was going to intro our gorgeous guest.
I think we should intro and then talk about Alicia Keys okay. So she can comment.
Yes, definitely. Very valid and very valid. And
I'd love to hear your opinions.
Okay.
So about Alicia Keys, no makeup.
Our guest joining us today is a guest that I've been trying to get on the show for a really long time.
She has.
I love her very much. She's a comedian and she writes really everything for Elite Daily. I feel like Elite Daily should just be www.rosebudbaker.com. But and you're an astrologer.
I've just been waiting until you say my full name to say anything.
Rose, yeah, just wait. What if I was just like,
and I jumped the gun because you just said it in a
website. But you guys, joining us today is the most entertaining gal I know, Rosebud Baker.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you. Thanks so much. I actually sound like a man.
You
like,
don't.
Well, I sound like I live in a swamp because of my allergies today, and I can't hear anything, so I'm scared that I'm yelling a lot.
No,
but you're perfect. You're perfect.
Our listeners love a loud talker.
They do.
Oh, good. Good!
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Can I have a question.
Yes.
Why keep the bud?
Keep the bud?
And not just go by Rose.
Oh, that's a good question. I feel like the bud adds an edge.
Yeah.
Rose bud has panache.
For
man.
Sure. But I mean, yeah. Have you gone by Rose
bud? Listen,
have you gone by Rose bud your whole life or in high school where you're
actually,
like, I'm Rose?
By, actually, I went by bud in high school,
oh,
which
cool.
should explain everything about my personality.
You went by bud in high school?
Yeah. Like from the time I was a child until high school. And then I was like, I'm going to be more feminine and I'll make it Rosebud because my real name is Rosemary. But then my parents called me Rosebud when I was like a toddler, and then that developed into Bud. And then I was like, I can't go back to Rosemary because that's like a whole other person.
Yeah.
Like I feel like I became my name in a
wow.
way.
Wow.
This is I'm really glad I asked this question.
I love the name Rosebud.
Yeah. It's
I want to thieve it for my future child.
For a little baby.
I mean, it's like there's a lot of follow-up questions with it if you're going to do that, just to warn you.
Cool.
But it's definitely one of those names that, like, you know, people remember. So it's helpful for that.
What's your middle name?
Elise.
Rose. So it's technically...
Technically, my name is Rosemary Elise Baker, which is very bougie.
I love it.
Yeah, I feel like you're, like, you were on the Titanic and you survived. You know
yeah,
what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what kind of name that is. Yeah.
Or just like a white girl.
I'm pretty sure I had like...
One of the two.
Yeah. One in the same, really, yeah, because right? I guess all white people, I think, were on the Titanic, yeah. probably.
I think I definitely... It's definitely the name of like an old woman in a wheelchair with like diamonds, lots of diamonds.
And you know what? Will be you one day. Maybe not wheelchair, but definitely lots of diamonds.
I think definitely wheelchair, not a lot of diamonds. I think it's probably the reverse for me.
So do you still, does anyone call you Bud now, or is it always just Rosebud
all
now?
My friends from high school still call me Bud. Mm-hmm. My family still calls me Bud. All my ex-boyfriends from high school, if they ever talk to me, call me Bud.
So were people like hooking up with you and they were like, oh, Bud?
That's what I would be like. You know, I try to remember that and I'm like, I think they just... made a definite attempt to avoid my name entirely.
During any sexual interaction.
Would anybody yeah. call you Buddy?
Could you imagine those that and they just
Greta,
kept saying
they
that?
They really missed an opportunity on that one.
Yeah.
Because you just came up with that and it's fantastic.
Wait, are no, you being serious?
They never called me Buddy. No.
What?
They should have.
I'm going to start calling you Buddy now. Yeah. Buddy Baker? Yeah. That sounds like the fat kid you want to be friends with in elementary school.
I was the fat kid you wanted to be friends with in elementary school. That's the thing. It's like when you look at like pictures of me, you're like, yeah, she totally like became a Bud. When like, you know what I mean? I could have been a Rosemary God. And I could have been like thin and good at dancing, but I was like, Bud.
Here's the thing though. I feel like a bud is like a beautiful beginning. And then you became a rosebud, which is like an actual flower.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
It's a little gay, but yeah. No, I'm kidding.
I'm a very emotional person, so that's where
it's
I went.
It's very poetic.
What's your sign, actually?
A Leo.
A Leo?
Yeah.
Oh, Leos are so...
You can't tell I'm really self-involved.
No, oh, I can't tell.
I am.
But
look at my Instagram.
All right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lots of selfies. Great, fabulous selfies.
You know?
Yes.
Lots of shots of me.
Yeah.
But not a lot of actual selfies.
Okay.
So
well, that's because you're above it.
No, I just, because, you know, you've got to get the full outfit.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
She takes the time to get a full, she will stop a stranger on the street to get the full head to toe look.
Yeah.
To take a photo.
Yeah.
And Greta and Lo are like, can we just do a selfie? And I'm like, no. And then they see the photo and they go, oh, yeah. We know why.
Yeah, that's good. I agree. In the moment, it drives me crazy. But she the photo it. After the fact is always pretty nice.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah, you do need a photo after the fact.
There always seems to be like a FedEx guy in the background.
Or someone exciting. It's true.
True.
How did you get started? Like, wait, hold on. My mind is all over the place. I really quickly need to just talk about one thing before we start diving into the astrology. Don't worry. It's not about you. Yeah. It's about Jilly.
It's about me.
Jilly.
I Love Dick came out, guys. Ooh. The show that I'm on and that Yay. Phoebe Robinson, our past guest, is on.
Yes.
She's on it a lot more than I am, but I'm in there. Just pops of my white blonde hair that I no longer have.
So go to Amazon.
Yeah, watch it on Amazon.
Amazon Prime.
And tell me what you think of it.
Yes.
It's great.
With Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, Kevin Bacon, Catherine
Hahn. She's a star.
By the way, that is like the hottest. I've seen the ads for it all over the subway. And every time I see it, I'm like,
sexual ads. I'm getting all these text messages from friends that are like, Kevin Bacon is so hot.
I mean, it's like, wow. It's like aggressively sexy.
It's a sexual show.
I'm just like, this is not the appropriate area for me to be this turned on.
It is called I Love Dick.
I know. My poor 94-year-old grandmothers were like, what's it called? I'm like, I Love Richard, but like without the Richard and replace that with Dick. And they're like, what?
Like, it's about a guy named Richard.
Yeah, literally. That's what I said. That's okay, amazing. Anyways, back to you.
That's amazing, though.
But everyone watch it.
Yeah, everyone watch it. Jilly's a star. She's on it. And you must go to Amazon and watch. And that's the plug.
That's our ad for the beginning of the show.
Just no.
Okay.
No, I need to know everybody's signs, though. So you're a Leo.
Okay, I'm a Leo.
I know you're an Aries.
I'm a Libra.
Libra? Okay, that's a good balance. Two fire signs, one air sign.
Yeah, how did you get started doing all this
stuff? I don't
know.
Wait, who's the fire between Greta and Lo?
You're both fire, obviously. And then she's air.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, that really does.
But doesn't the air make the fires bigger?
Yeah, I mean, it like supports it.
That's
why
I'm such good pals with both of you, because I'm just like, make your fires bigger.
You are. You're fueling our fires. Yeah. What are you?
I'm a water sign.
What are you?
Which one? Oh.
Which means that I put out fire, and then I'm also an earth sign.
In your rising?
My rising sign is Taurus and my moon sign is Virgo, which is the opposite of my sun sign, which is in Pisces. So what? It's like, I know it's very complicated.
So like when I say I'm a Libra, what are you, Rosebud?
I'm a Pisces.
Pisces. Okay. Right.
February.
February, end of February and most of March.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My sister and my mother are Pisces.
Really? Sensitive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those girls.
Man. How did you get started studying all of this?
I think I wanted to know what was wrong with me. Like, I think that's really why I got into it. I thought I got into it when I quit drinking because I didn't have a TV and I was just like looking for stuff to do.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But I was talking to my friend from a college and she's like, yeah, you were into this stuff like back in college. Like you had all these books and you would tell us all about our signs and stuff like that. So I genuinely have no idea when I started getting like really into it. College is like the earliest memories I have of it. But then I'm like, I haven't talked to anybody in high school to ask if I was doing it back then either. It's one of those things that like you can't really remember when you got into it or like why you started liking it.
You just did.
You just did.
Always was fascinated by it.
Yeah.
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 And I feel like people love it.
Yeah. It's really fun. I mean, it's like, it's not.
It feels like whimsical.
Yeah. It's not something that I would like plan my life around necessarily. Like,
you wouldn't go to a concert because of like your whatever, your what you read or something.
Yeah. I wouldn't like. I mean, there are definitely things that I have avoided doing, like signing leases during Mercury in retrograde. But like,
what if you have to
move? That's just because that's after seeing like over and over again that it's
the
pattern. It's problematic.
Right.
So, yeah, like I won't do that anymore. And it might be a superstition and it might not be. I don't really know, but I just like won't do it.
Right.
But I don't think that it's good to like, you know, whenever anything gets like dogmatic or like,
yeah,
that's when I kind of rebel against it. So sure. Like when people are like, oh yeah, what's my horoscope? I'm like, I can't tell you what your horoscope is. I don't believe in predicting the future. You know what I'm saying? But astrology is, once you get really into it, it's not about like predicting the future. It's just about showing you like potentials that are there. And it's like it's an art form more than it is any kind of science. Like people are like, oh yeah, it's a pseudoscience. And it's like, but it's not a pseudoscience because it's not a science. Like it would have to be a science first.
Right.
You know
right,
what
right.
I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's not. So, you know, there are a lot of people that try to like attack it as like a bunch of like horseshit. And, you know, I'm like, sure, I guess so. If that's what it is to you, then that's what it is to you. I don't care. You know what I mean?
Right.
The interesting thing about it is everyone just relates. So they're like, oh, that's me.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, anything more intense than that is like kind of a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. I think here's the thing. When I started getting into it, I didn't relate to the qualities of my sign at all. Like Pisces is supposed to be sensitive, like really shy, really like not really soft spoken and like hates the spotlight. And I'm none of those things.
Yeah.
Like it's 100% the opposite of who I am. So I started looking more and more into it. And the more I got into it, the more I saw that like your sun sign is like this much of your chart, which is like just like a teeny little bit of your chart. And then once you get deeper into astrology, you realize like you look at your whole chart and you have your rising sign, which is what you look like on the outside to other people and the person that you kind of grow into over your lifetime. And then you have your moon sign, which is like your inner self, who you are when no one is around and who you are like deep down. And that for me was in Virgo. And they're like, Virgos are like really critical, really judgmental,
organized,
like perfectionists. Like, and I am 100% all of those things, like like a neat freak, like, and I don't seem like it to others because it's like, it's just who I am deep down.
So how do you find your rising sign and your moon sign?
That's determined by the place that you're born and the time that you're born. So
a place can really, like if I'm born in New York versus California, that could really change who I am?
Yeah, it's like changes who you are.
Even that if would I change, didn't grow up there. Or yeah. Like right when I was born, I moved somewhere else. It still changed. It still has so much to do with you.
Yeah. I mean, and again, it's not a science. So it's like, this is all myth, and it's like the marriage between like myth and math.
Right.
And you just take those two things and you kind of like, you go like, is this true for me? You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to look up your rising sign, Jillie.
It's a Capricorn.
Oh, you know it.
Yeah, from the last from woman Sandy. That came on, but I didn't know my moon sign because I didn't know what time I was born or something.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember what mine
Mine's
were.
A Capricorn rising.
What does Capricorn mean?
Capricorn's an earth sign, so that would make...
I'm very earthy.
Yeah, that would make like... that would kind of like make the Leo qualities a little bit more down to earth. Like it's like... You take the loud, expressive Leo qualities, and it kind of gives you like a grounding. Like, whereas Leo would just say whatever they think right away, not be afraid of like ruffling any feathers. Like, Capricorn is very status conscious and very like, I'm not going to say this to this person because then they could use that
against like, you. Yeah.
Well, that's more Scorpio, like use it against me. That's more of like a Scorpio.
Like paranoia. Quality.
But yeah, but like Capricorn just like, they're like the CEOs of the Zodiac. You know what I'm saying? Like they're very like business and they're not going to like.
That's, Jillie is very business.
I'm trying to be less business when I'm like on a date though.
You are very business, though, all the time.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be lighter.
Do you remember yours?
I'm trying to be light, you know? Like, hey, guys.
I don't remember my rising. Maybe I put it in an email, but let me look really
What is yours, Greta?
My rising?
Yeah.
I believe I'm an Aquarius.
Oh, really?
Yes. I'm looking it up because for some reason I forget. But
that's why I like you.
Yeah.
Because I usually don't like Aries. No offense.
No, it's fine.
It's like most Aries aren't very helpful. And I found that you're like such a giving person.
Thank you.
And Aries are like usually very, I mean, in case you haven't been able to tell from my articles, I'm just like, Aries can suck.
No, yeah, you hate Aries.
I'm such a bitch to Aries.
Well, the way that
what
Rose
are Aries again?
Aries is
we're like arrogant. The we're the first time. We're the baby.
April? Yeah,
yeah.
April.
Did you know? I only usually date Aries or Geminis. Well, everyone I've hooked up with and dated, those are when their birthdays are.
I used to date a lot of fire signs too. And I would find that we just would be too fucking fiery together.
Yeah.
It was just like too much.
Yeah, it's like fighting and then sex and then fighting.
Yeah,
and sex.
It's so much passion. Yeah. And then like so the highs and lows of that were just like too crazy.
Yeah.
And now I date a Cancer. Will's a Cancer.
He's a Cancer? Oh, yeah,
yes.
Yeah. I knew that.
So how much do you think that, like, if you kind of wanted, like, to find someone, like, your match?
Uh-huh.
Jillie's like, so who should I,
like, if you're a stranger and, like, this isn't me at all, but, like, you're interested in dating someone, like, what's the right match for, isn't it, like, four different options per sign?
Yeah. Okay.
This actually is a two-part question, so I'm pulling a Greta move with my two-part question.
Yeah.
So that's my first question, and then my second part question is like, why isn't there a dating app that sets people up by signs?
Dude, I've been waiting for that my entire life.
Right? I would no so idea. Try
you
that.
You should start it,
I
Rose
would
Ben.
So try that.
I don't have time, but I would 100% get behind it. If I had millions, I would invest.
I'm going to tell my friend Felicity and Mark, they're like geniuses in the app world and like the word world. They should start one.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm going to tell them. Felicity and Mark, if you're listening, start it and also text you.
Yeah.
In like 5 minutes.
Smart.
Okay. First question. So then what about,
what are your, what are your matches?
Yeah. Or just like, you know, what
here's
are you and Will a match?
Cancer and Aries, I think, can be complicated.
Yeah. Technically they're not. However,
true love.
There are all these different things in astrology, like you have your Venus and your Mars. Like your Venus sign is like what you need from a relationship, and your Mars is like what you can give to a relationship.
Okay.
And that means something different.
Wait,
in
Venus is what you need and Mars is what you
Venus
can give?
Is like what you need from a relationship.
Okay.
And Mars is like what you give to it. So
okay.
Like that's romantically and sexually. So you know, when you have like your Venus, let's say, okay, my Venus is in Pisces, right?
Okay.
Meaning that I need someone who can like intuit my feelings without me having to say anything, who can understand where I'm coming from without me having to like defend myself.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then my Mars is in Scorpio. So I need somebody who's like power hungry, who's like interested in power games, who's like constantly trying to like fuck all the time and like and just and like that's what I need. Like I yeah. need, so it's like I need two totally different things. You know what I mean? And what I get from like a relationship with a Scorpio is totally different than something that I would get from a relationship with a Pisces.
Oh, and it just depends on which one you want more?
Yeah, it's really like it depends on what you are.
Are you dating a Scorpio or a Pisces?
No, I'm dating an Aquarius with a Pisces rising. He's a Pisces rising. Mm. So our relationship is very intuitive. He understands like where I'm coming from and like what I, you know, what I need. And he like takes care of me and he's kind yeah. to me. And I think I've probably worked out a lot of those issues that I have like with Mars and Scorpio. Like I've worked out a lot of them. Cause they can come up in a lot of different ways. Like I would date guys that were, you know, really fucked up and I would try to transform them and like play power games and try to control their life and then have, and then be control, feel controlled by them. So, mm-hmm. but all of that led to like this crazy sexual energy for me. Mm-hmm. So it isn't necessarily always sexual. It's just like, the way that it expresses itself is controlling and therefore can create like a sexual.
Got it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you think about the love languages? Like, you know how people are like, have you taken that love language quiz where you figure out like the ways in which you like give and receive love? I read
the book, The Five Languages of Love.
Yeah.
I did mine recently.
Can we, I found out my rising sign.
Oh, what is it? Okay. Back?
That's what Lo was calculating on her phone.
Aquarius.
Like me. Aquarius, like her.
So you're like
my rising sign.
We're the same.
Yeah. I guess.
Yeah. Aquarians cute. Are very, they're so, they're kind of like, typically they're very, what's the word? I'm sorry. I'm quitting sugar. So I'm like, my mind is,
cool. I want to try
what is the fucking word? You know, when they're like above it,
they're,
like can't be like, don't,
they don't like, they don't bother.
Detached.
They're detached.
Like they're like okay. very detached. And people, you know, they kind of can be standoffish, but then they'll be like really helpful and really kind in like a group setting. Like they'll like be, they work really well with others. But they need to like retreat. Like it's like they can have a ton of friends and feel like nobody understands them. Like
yeah.
That's the typical sign of like an Aquarius. And then Libra is like so balanced and loves everybody and like, I don't know. I'm like, that's a lot of air in your chart. I'm like, are you okay?
I don't know.
Like, it's like a lot of, you probably have a tendency to like mental, like take all of your emotions and make them like mental. Like
oh, yeah.
overthink your emotions.
Oh, that's exactly me.
Yeah.
I just live in my mind.
Yeah.
It's so just it's
like
a spiral.
Very rarely do you have like an emotional outburst that isn't like really well thought out or like that you haven't thought yourself into.
Pretty much.
You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Where that's like, exactly.
You're like, I literally can't think anymore about this. I'm going to cry.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome to my life.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I
it's
feel
crazy up here.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that all of us are like little loco in our cabezas.
Yeah, all of us.
I'm fucking crazy.
I love your like text in Spanish.
It's little true.
Loco in our cabezas.
We're a little loco in our little cabezas. We're loco in the brine, y'all. Yeah. This is actually so fascinating, and I could talk about this for forever.
Same. Yeah.
Okay, Jilly, I think is curious about the love, but the love matches.
I'm curious about the love matches, Abby.
Oh, yeah, I never answered your question. Okay, so basically this is like the typical thing is that earth goes with water and earth. Water goes with water and earth. Air goes with air and fire goes with
fire and air.
So it's just yours and like your opposite. Like, so.
So what are the fire signs?
So the fire signs are Leo, Aries, Sagittarius.
And what are the water signs?
Water signs are Pisces, Scorpio, and Cancer. Air signs are Libra, Aquarius, and Gemini. And then what did I miss? Earth?
You're missing Earth, yeah.
Capricorn, Virgo, and Taurus.
So I guess I only date water signs then.
Really?
Yeah, because...
Well, you were saying that you date... That you
Gemini,
date,
and then what is like the Gemini's March, April?
Air. Aries. No, we're fire.
Oh,
yeah.
So then never mind. One air and one fire.
Yeah.
So you're doing it the right way.
I dated a Scorpio and felt like I was drowning.
Yeah. Yeah. You probably would. Yeah. I mean, it's
why?
It's a
Can
lot.
We talk about why?
Oh my God.
Because Scorpios are like all consuming. Like they are.
So should anyone date them?
I mean, they go really well with Pisces. I will say I'm in total love. I love my boyfriend so much. I would fuck a Scorpio today if I got the opportunity. I 100% they are the best for me. But not like, my first boyfriend was, I've had a ton of boyfriends that are Scorpios and I just can't like, it's like Liz Taylor and Richard Burton were Pisces Scorpio, like married twice, divorced twice. Like it's like that kind of a thing. But I will say like, they go really well with Virgos. Scorpios go well with Virgos because Virgos are so like,
okay,
like logical, unemotional.
Can we talk about what would a Scorpio Libra match like be like? What would that be like?
Well, Scorpio comes
like, what does the movie look like?
Yeah, it comes right after Libra, and Libra's you know obsessed with fairness and like equality, and Scorpio is obsessed with power. And control and obsession. Like they're into those things. And they may not, you could know a Scorpio for their whole life and feel like you never really knew them. You know, like they're very mysterious, they're very secretive, and they like to keep information to themselves because if they give it out, it could be used against them. So
classic.
They definitely are like the most power hungry in the zodiac, but it's not like it's not like corporate power or like career power. It's like a psychological power.
Sure.
So they'll ask you a ton of questions about yourself. You know, they'll like
very pointed questions where you're trying to figure out something very specific about you.
Yeah.
And if you're not smart enough to realize that they're doing it, then you just blab.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you have something to share a lot? Jeez.
Well, the thing is that when they do it...
My ex, who was a Scorpio, is exactly who she's talking about.
Yeah. It's like they...
He would try to trick me all the time. I'd be like, why are you trying to fucking trick me, man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tricky bitch.
Scorpio's tricky bitches.
Lo and like, I recently went out one night and we just kept saying tricky bitch.
Yeah.
I really like it.
I do too.
Like we're just tricky bitches.
Yeah. Yeah, they're very, they are very tricky. I don't know, like, it's very sexy to me. I don't know why it's sexy to me.
No, so, to be fair, but all of the Scorpios that I know are some of the sexiest people I know.
Wait, when is the birthday again? October?
It's Scorpios are end of October through February.
I don't even think I've met, that's a long time.
Well, not through all of February, right?
No, it's
October, November. November. sorry.
That's a lot of months.
It's end of October through November. It's October 28th.
I don't think I know any men.
Who are Scorpios? Yeah. I have
I don't know.
I have a ex-friend who is a Scorpio too.
Yeah, I mean Scorpios
maybe you
are,
should just stay away from Scorpios.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I have a really complicated relationship with Scorpios.
I get like obsessed with them and then they like
fuck you up,
chop my head off.
Yeah, they're very they're intense. I don't know. I mean, listen, every Scorpio that I've ever like loved or like been with, 100%. I don't know. Like, even if they fucked me over, I like kind of get it. I don't know. Like, it's just like this understanding on like on a basic like soul level. I'm kind of like, I know why you did that and I don't care. Like, it's like,
I think that's like your sign compatibility with each other and also just you as a human.
Yeah. I think it's like a sign compatibility because there are people that have fucked me over that I'm like, I'll never trust you again. You know what I mean? Like
what even sign?
What
they do?
I mean, God, I can't even think. I'm like, there was an Aries that like kind of screwed me over.
Was it a man or a woman?
A woman. And like we were working on a project together and I'd poured my heart into it. And then like we started getting the ball rolling and like she immediately like pulled out. And I was like, fuck, man, like I should have seen this guy because I'm very like stability is important to me, you know what I mean? Like seeing things through is really important to me, and even if like I think it's better, I understand now why this happened and like why she needed to like not go through with it, so I'm like, okay, it makes sense and it worked out for the best for both of us, but I still at this point I'm like, I still will never go into another project with this person. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, of course.
Whereas like if it was like a Scorpio and our relationship didn't work out in a big way and I wasn't like with someone who's amazing, I'd be like, yeah, I'll give it another shot. I don't care. You know? Cause like I just understand these people. And I'm also like, whatever it is, even if it doesn't work out, it's like worth the ride. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like it's so fun that it's like worth it. Mm. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. So do you think the languages of love have anything to do with your signs? So like I took the test, and it said that the best ways that I receive love, or like what I need to do to receive love, is to like words of affirmation and touch.
Yeah.
Does that have anything to do with my sign?
Words of affirmation sound a lot like a Leo thing, but Leos really love gifts and like gift giving.
So I didn't have gift giving was not one of my ways that I receive love.
Yeah. It'd be interesting. I'd have to know like what your Venus, like what's the other in one. Your Venus Mars.
I think this languages of love thing is so interesting.
I think so too. I read that book and it made a lot of sense to me.
Yeah.
And I like hadn't considered it before, but now it feels so clear to me.
It's like what you need from someone and what you give to someone. And then I guess if you both know that in a relationship, you're able to just really like, you know, satisfy each other's.
Well, it's true. Can like imagine being in a relationship where you're not receiving love in the way that is the most important to you.
Yeah.
But pretend your partner doesn't even realize that they're fucking up. They're giving love to you in the way that they want to receive it, or the way that makes sense to them. Instead of the other way around.
Yeah, I find that I deal with that in my relationship. Like, Will,
have you taken the test?
No, I should. Until I read this book, I never put that together.
You should take the test.
Yeah, because like Will wants me to love him in a way that's like not, doesn't come naturally to me.
Yeah.
Like the
book says it's not natural for most couples.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because sometimes I worry about myself.
Like,
sometimes,
whoa.
You have to learn and you have to practice and apply yourself.
Well, he really likes it when he really likes like touchiness and like physical signs of affection, like at all times. He loves like.
So touch is probably his love language.
Yeah. I mean, he literally wants to walk everywhere with me holding my hand.
That's cute.
And he wants to like always have me like giving him kisses and like hugging him and touching him. And that is just not in my nature. I'm just like.
I would be like, get the fuck away.
I think that part of it is because I saw my parents interacted with each other, and it was there was zero love in their relationship. Yeah, for me, I'm like, oh, I was never really around a couple. Like, are you fucking kidding me? My mom would be like, do not touch me. She would be like, yeah, even with us, she like wasn't into a lot of physical touch. So for me, it doesn't come supernaturally. And like, and he gets really bummed out because he takes it as like an indication that like I'm not into the relationship and that I don't love him.
You both need to take the test and you both can sit down and talk about it.
I am going to take this test. I'm very interested.
I think it would be really helpful for you.
Yeah.
Because I feel like the way that I'm good at loving is like I'm very communicative verbally.
Do you ever feel like if you
words of affirmation.
Yeah.
But if you grabbed a book and you were like, hey, let's like go through this book so I can love you better. Like, doesn't that like dry up your
pussy? No. No, I don't
first
think
off,
so.
I think we're talking about two different
things. Sorry, but like, I would just be like, bleh.
I'm not talking about a guy that you met last night. I'm talking about a guy that you like.
No, I know, but I'm like, saying, even if like, because if even in my relationship, if I'm like, hey, do you want to have sex tonight? I immediately am like, ugh, never mind. I don't want to do it anymore. You
right.
know what I mean?
Like, when you're like asking
the minute I
for
say it,
it,
I'm just like, never mind.
Well, then maybe
I don't know. I love communicating.
Not one of your love languages. Yeah.
But how is that? How is communication not a love language?
There's five. It's words of affirmation.
Words of affirmation.
That's it.
It's you know, you look very beautiful today, or like, wow, like I really appreciate it when you like take out the trash or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like that kind of stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
then touch is like, you know, someone like holding your hand. I'm like touching Rosebud.
I think
right
I
now.
Do. I think I do do that.
But
I think
there,
I do
there's that.
The
and then
love.
There's gifts. So like showing your love by giving gifts. And
yeah.
then what are the other two?
At like time that you spend together,
oh, yeah.
like activities,
quality time.
And then the last one is people listening are probably screaming.
I'm a QT kind of girl
right now, but I don't remember the last one.
I'm a quality time kind of girl.
The last one.
I need that QT.
Yeah, but
isn't
maybe that's
laughter?
Yours.
Is laughter any of them?
It's affection.
I'm like, laughter has to be in there.
Yeah. I don't know. But
like, I got into the biggest fight with my boyfriend last week where like he shook. Okay. So he opens up a soda and it spills everywhere. And he was like, babe. And I was like, what? Like he was like, you shook it. And I was like, I didn't shake your fucking soda. And he's like, yeah, you did. And I got so mad that he was blaming me that I took his soda and I shook it vigorously put it down on the table and then closed the door in the bedroom. And he runs to the bedroom. And our bedroom has like a window as the door. And but it's like opaque. So he takes out his dick and he presses his dick against the door. And I couldn't stop laughing for 45 minutes. And that was like how we made up. Like that was like, I was legitimately so mad. And then him pressing his balls against a window was... I was like, I can't be mad at you. This is the funniest thing.
Well, yeah. That might be the fifth love language.
Is it?
Acts of service.
Oh, my God. He did it for me.
He did it for you.
That could be how you receive love, is acts of service and quality time.
I do love acts of service.
I love that that's a love language, acts of service.
I mean, it makes sense.
That's like taking out the trash.
Yeah, that's someone like doing things for you.
That's 100% how I give love. Yeah. 100%.
I think...
See, it's real. It's all real. Greta, read the book.
I'm going to read the book.
We're going to read it.
We are going to read
it. Even though you may not be like super turned on after, like maybe you'll feel romantic.
Yeah, if you like, married. If you connect to them, then you end up feeling more turned on anyway. So
that's true.
We have to take a quick break for a word from our advertiser and we'll be right back.
Yes. Have you started a new business or a new project that you simply cannot wait to share with the world? Well, Squarespace is the place for you to build your own website to share it with everyone. Squarespace has the most beautiful award-winning designer templates that you can create an entire website or online store and make it as most gorgeous and dreamy as you can possibly imagine it being. They also offer an all-in-one platform, so there's nothing to install, patch, or upgrade ever. I mean, ever, ever, ever. It's all-in-one and it's just there for you. Everything is already there. They also have incredible 24/7 customer service. So there is always someone on the line to support you if you're having an issue with anything in your website. If something goes down, if something's not working, if you don't know how to do something, they have someone waiting to assist you, which I am so bad at building websites when it comes to like that kind of tech. My mind just doesn't work like that. So knowing that I have someone there 24/7 to assist me is the best thing in the world. And I just think that that's incredible. Also, Squarespace offers unique domain experience that's fully transparent and simple to set up. It's also flexible for any kind of website you can think of. So whether you're a creative or you're just a person and you want a website, or you're a business, or I don't know, you're a musician or an artist or a restaurant or designer or a vet, I don't know, any kind of person, you can have a website with Squarespace and they are there to provide you with everything you need. So start your free trial today at squarespace.com and enter the offer code LOVIN. That is the code LOVIN, LOVIN, and get 10% off of your first purchase. Go to squarespace.com and enter the code LOVIN, again, LOVIN, to get 10% off of your first purchase, and you can just start your free amazing trial with Squarespace and you're gonna love it so much. I love it, you'll love it, well, I'll love it. So that's squarespace.com. Enter code LOVIN, LOVIN, and get 10% off your first purchase. So that's it. Make the website, do your thing.
And we are back. We are back.
We are. We're learning so much.
And I know. This is very informative.
I'm so inspired. I just opened 6 dating apps.
Good for you.
So, Rosebud.
Yes.
Can you tell us each who our best astrological match is?
I would have to have your chart in front of me.
Can you do it just based on like...
Just based on sunrise?
Based on our looks.
Just based on sunrise. Because that's most of the internet is just sun signs. Yeah. You're like, I'm a Libra. Do I match with a Gemini? So... I want you to tell us what our best matches are.
Okay, so technically Greta would go best with, do you know what your moon sign is?
I think my moon sign is actually a Cancer.
Okay, so then Cancer does really well with you because you understand them emotionally.
Yeah.
So Cancer is a great match for you. In terms of like, you know, regular astrology, you're based off your sun sign, it would be either Aries, Leo, Right. Sagittarius.
The only other fire signs.
Yeah.
Because like fire can really only be with fire, but fire can also be with water.
Right.
I mean, not water, air.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then same with you. If you're an air sign, mm-hmm. other air signs do really well. You would do really well.
Is it because we just like get each other?
Yeah. It's like this, it's this ability to like mentally, you kind of process things the same way. Like you process your emotions in a very mental way. So mm-hmm. you can talk things through. Like air signs mm-hmm. really need to talk things out mm-hmm. in a very like balanced way. Like kind of unemotional way.
Yeah, where you're not screaming at each other.
Yeah. Yeah. So like, I hate and being screamed fire at. Signs love to scream. Mm-hmm. So probably I think a Libra or an Aquarius or a Gemini would probably be a good match for you.
Libra, an Aquarius, or a Gemini.
Okay. Yeah.
I've dated a lot of Libras and yeah. I'm a Libra.
Yeah.
Or maybe like a Virgo. No, that wouldn't be good. You're a Libra. Virgos say things a little bit too rudely.
I dated Virgo once and I hated it.
Yeah. I loved it. I loved Virgos.
Well, it makes sense yeah. for you.
Yeah.
Because in the inside, you're a Virgo.
Yeah.
You guys, I'm finding out my moon sign. Every Virgo right I've now. Met
is like, I don't know.
They're awful, but like
a
they.
A dick.
He used to like put notes out for me. I remember I dated a Virgo all through college and he would put the books that I needed for class out for me. And I was like, nobody's ever loved me like this before.
I mean, that's actually like, really fucking really nice. It
was 100% all I needed from a relationship was just somebody who would like
organize
my lay out your homework. Yeah. All I wanted.
Acts of service.
Yeah.
Oh acts of God. Service.
Yeah.
That's your language.
Yeah.
We're exploring so much.
And Virgos are actually the sign of service. Like Mother Teresa go. Was a Virgo.
I'm trying to find out my moon sign, but of course, like.
Well, let me tell you.
I'm calculating it.
What's your moon? Gemini moon.
So wait, does that make sense if I was born at 5 a.m.?
It. Yeah, I mean, I don't know because
that's
I don't
if
know.
That's the calculator. But
that's what the calculator says. If you were actually
oh yeah, because
born
you
want to
know what it is military time, my favorite time.
So you're a so, yeah. okay. So your sun sign is a Leo, and your rising sign is
Capricorn,
a
Capricorn, and moon in Gemini,
and your moon is in Gemini.
So you've dated other Geminis, right?
Junes.
Okay, so that's Gemini. So that went well for you.
No.
Okay.
Because didn't you want to know well? Why? The Gemini thought I had too many feelings.
Okay. Hmm. Interesting.
And it ended badly. And he was very much a jerk. And he also just wasn't open or emotional or sexual or just like loving.
Yeah, it's tricky. Your chart is tricky because you have like air, fire, and earth. And that's like a lot of conflicting things. So I think any suggestion that I would make to you would just be like kind of bullshit. You know what I mean? Like, I'd have to, like, really
like farmers
look at your
only?
Chart. Yeah. Well, you don't have to be a farmer.
Farmersonly.com.
Farmer I don't know. Like, I was watching that the other day. I was like, why do they think you have to be
you
a
don't
farmer
have to be
to
a
suck
farmer
dick?
To suck a
just
farmer dick.
Like, you could just
you
do
might
whatever.
Fall in love with someone that has that's the same career path as you.
Really right. funny.
That's what I get from it.
I'm trying to.
I'm going to check out tallboys.com after watching season 2 of Master of None.
So here's my
I don't think that's real, but that.
Okay.
Like
the also, one. I used a Master of None pickup line.
What is it?
Aziz in the show was messaging all these girls on a dating app, going to Whole Foods, want me to pick you up something? And I sent it to a guy the other night.
And did it work?
To try it out. And then he said, what are you getting? And I was like, oh, fuck. I didn't even decide what I was
You're
getting.
You're like, mango, bitch.
So then it didn't go anywhere because I had to like think of what I was getting. And then I got too frustrated and I signed off.
You should have told him you were getting a big bag of nuts.
No. I would have been like, why are you overthinking this? Like, I just gave you an easy in, you dumbass.
I was Wait. Just like, I think I said popcorn.
What are you getting?
Literally, I said popcorn with sea salt.
Yeah.
I thought I was like edgy.
That's very funny. But and that's sick. Really annoying that that guy said that.
Yeah, I would have been like, you're an idiot. Goodbye.
And then some other guy goes, maca powder. And I go, delete.
Yeah, no,
maca
bye.
Maca powder? Yeah, you're like, no.
No, like, that's bye. Not working
it's
out.
It's actually a good thing because you can tell people's taste.
Yeah.
If I someone mean, says something lame, you can just be like, bye.
When you write your astrology stuff in Elite Daily, it is often very like funny and callous and
really funny.
Really, really funny. Obviously, you are a comedian, but you did get like hate. Someone wrote you hate mail, and that made me really bummed out for
God.
You, Rosebud.
Sheila.
Sheila was really
Sheila
nasty.
Was Sheila was pissed. Sheila actually found my website, which
like,
is not listed on my byline. She like Googled me, found out like my career path. She even put the subject line as booking just because she knew just I was so a comic and I would be like, it. Oh, fuck yeah.
How fucked up is that?
Again, I'm sorry. I fucked
How
up
fucked up is that?
So what did she say in the email?
Wow.
She was
That's
like,
aggressive.
It's on my, it's I'll my pull it up. Instagram. It was basically like, listen, I know that it's your thing to like be funny because you're a comedian and... But it was like even more condescending.
Don't you
that.
Hate it when people say that kind of thing? Oh, I know that because you're a comedian.
Yeah. Like,
what?
Oh, wait, here's what it said. This is so fucked up. Okay, this subject line is booking.
I mean, that's the worst part.
Subject booking. Message. Hi there. I read your article on the zodiac signs, and although I do see some sense that it is in your nature to be comical, I would like to politely say, go fuck yourself. Your weak attempt, however, she did spell your wrong, so.
But she sent a follow-up email to correct her typo.
That's crazy. She's a Virgo, probably. Your weak attempt to degrade each sign is a pure example of how you feel about yourself. Sincerely, go fuck yourself twice.
Oh, my God.
I kind of love this email.
I kind of love her, too. Oh, I'm like, too. You know what, Sheila? I think we're cut from the same cloth.
Honestly,
like,
who has the time?
Like, she was thorough. She was honest. She was
I like that
sneaky
she corrected
as hell
herself
with that
too.
Booking subject.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? I like you. Like,
you should write back. You guys should become pen pals.
I know it was her attempt to like be like, I hate you and I hope you die in you a should. Fire. But I want to be pals with Sheila. Like,
maybe
I think,
she's a listener of the show.
I you think should respond back with the subject doctor's appointment.
Or just like,
hey, so, or like, we got your results.
I was going to say test results.
Yeah. And then like write Sheila.
Oh my God.
Love you. And then you should, really funny. You should I think just I'm be just like, Sheila, I wanted to tell you to love yourself.
I'm just going to write back, Sheila, can we hang out? Can
yeah.
we? Do you mind? I know this was wrong and maybe it's just a sign of how I feel about myself that I want to hang out with you, but I.
Yeah, really I mean, that is. Yeah, that is like, so funny.
Because she is 100%.
Wait, I'm like confused as why is she upset that you're degrading the signs?
I don't
Who
know.
Who has time to like. Look someone up like that and send that kind of email.
Well,
or who has the that kind of spirit to follow through on something like that?
I mean, I'm pretty mean in my stuff, but like if you don't have a sense of humor,
it's fun, yeah.
But if you don't have a sense of humor, I think it's like, or if what I said like really hit a nerve, then you know there's the possibility sure. that happened. But I think mostly she just hates me.
I mean, I think.
my thing is like,
it's not even like, I'm just like, what? It doesn't even matter. Like, getting hate mail through Elite Daily is honestly my career goal working there. So it's 100%. I don't exactly want to be speaking exactly to that audience.
Do you, when you write your beauty stuff too, is it, and it's funny as well?
It's, yeah, I try. I mean, it's harder to like make that stuff funny because I'm just trying to like get it right because I'm like just learning about beauty in my life. Like I don't know. Like I just started learning about skincare.
But I think that's a cool approach to take too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I feel like a lot of people are like, I'm an expert and like this is this and it can be so overwhelming.
Right.
But it's so nice to be like, hey guys, like I just started washing my face and like this is what's working. You know what I mean?
And I'm trying to come at it from that angle and writing articles about that, but it's hard to be like, you know, the articles that I'm pitching are like, or that I'm being assigned are like, you know, X ways that, or X sunblock.
Oh, they love lists.
That, yeah. And I'm just like, okay, I could do this, but I have to like talk to a dermatologist and I don't like, you know.
Yeah.
I mean,
you could call me if you have any beauty questions.
Lo is a beauty expert.
Okay, great. 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 Yes,
My
I will.
My favorite Elite Daily meme that I've seen was like, 10 places to do Molly in New York City, like as a joke, because like Elise Daly's always like, 5 vacations you can never forget. Like, 4 places to do this. And it was like a really funny thing. It was like Elite Daily. I don't know. I love that.
Well, Rosewood, you also have amazing eyebrows. Are they microbladed?
No, I actually drew them in today.
Oh, they look really good.
They're very zesty. Yeah.
What product are you using on your eyebrows?
I am using MAC I use Mac. Eyebrow. Yeah, pencil. I just went in there like 2 weeks ago. I'm like, I always thought Mac was just like too much. And then I realized they are magical.
They have some good products.
Yeah.
It's been around and successful for that long for a reason.
Yeah.
Forever.
I know.
Yeah. Their skincare stuff could use some help.
I used to get my makeup done before dances. Yeah. In high school.
Yeah.
At the MAC counter.
Yeah.
And sometimes my eyes looked very much like there was a rainstorm coming, but it was worth it.
Yeah.
What do you mean a rainstorm coming?
Just like a lot. Dark and silver and like gray and just like,
you know, like silver lids, red lips.
It was in.
Big blush.
I had
it
like an X-Men.
It was in. I'm sure my father was like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
I had a friend growing up. Shout out to Kelly Pilchard. Her mom, Susan, when we were bored, quote unquote, used to take us to Elizabeth Arden and like get us our hair and makeup done just because Susan is amazing and she was a great friend of my mom's, but I swear she just like didn't want to take care of us. So she was like, yeah, I'll just throw you guys at the spa as eight year olds.
Yeah,
and you
so
can get,
fun.
When we're finished, I'll show you photos of when I would go to Elizabeth Arden and get my hair and makeup done. And it was hilarious.
Could you imagine if your parents had to throw play dates for you now? It's like, obviously when they used to throw playdates, it used to be like what they think that you would want to do. Like now I wonder like what kind of playdates our parents would plan.
Oh my god, that's such an interesting question.
Funny. I don't know, my parents didn't plan shit. My parents are just like, yeah, she'll go there. And then they just let me go.
Science camp and soccer practice and like speed reading. And
you did speed reading?
Oh yeah. And then I did like spelling tricks. Like tricks to like spell dessert and desert. I had all these like crazy classes at UCI.
I never had fun when my parents would plan it.
Yeah. Do you want to know my mom's trick for dessert? Dessert makes you fat, so there are two S's. Desert makes you skinny, so there's one.
You
want
to know mine?
Wow, I've really never struggled with those words.
No, it's not that you struggle with it. It's just that was like the tip they always gave you as a youth.
Yeah, I never even needed the tip.
Rosebud, tell me, what was your childhood like?
What was your play day like as a kid?
Well, my mom was pregnant for like the first 10 years of my life. Because they were trying to fix the marriage. I have like four siblings. One of them is dead. And she died 15 years ago. I know I sound really coarse when I say that. Four younger sisters, three surviving. And my parents were... they were just like trying to fix it. You know what I mean? They didn't like know what was wrong. They both were heavy drinkers. And, people that drink a lot are very impulsive. So they would just like keep making babies. Mm-hmm. And I think things kind of fell apart around the time that I was like 18. But as far as like my childhood, like growing up, like I loved having siblings. Mm-hmm. Like I loved my sisters. I still love my sisters. I think growing up in a big family, especially like all women, you're just like, you know, I feel like if there were more men in my family, I would be more ladylike because I feel like what women act like is an idea that men had. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because growing up around all women, I mean, I grew up and I'm like a brute. Like I'm like a tyrant person. And I think it's just because I grew up around all women.
You don't come across like that at all.
I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
I think that what you mean is, and I feel like I understand what you're saying. Like, I think you're really blunt, you're straightforward.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yes, I don't find that to be like unfeminine or masculine. I feel like that's just like a personality.
Right.
Yeah. I mean... Yeah, actually,
I meant feminine or masculine.
I think honestly, the more we evolve as humans, the more we're seeing things not as like binary, like feminine, masculine. Like I think those things are kind of like falling away, and we're just like, oh, we're all just people.
Yeah,
it's like what it is. But in terms of like those old definitions, like I'm not what you would define as like a feminine person, And I think it's because I grew up around all women because we didn't have like those definitions. And my dad was like constantly working. So we just like ran around with no clothes on and just like we were just insane. Like my mom would put she was totally overwhelmed. So she would put the twins in their diapers and then like duct tape the diapers and throw them in the yard. And they'd just be disgusting by the end of the day. They were like covered in mud with like popsicles up their ass. I mean, it was just like they were just like covered in sugar and mud and disgusting children. And we would be wearing like pantyhose on our heads. And like it was like Grey Gardens. You know what I mean? I grew up in McLean, Virginia.
Kind of sounds like fun.
And it was really fun. I mean,
yeah, like I'm imagining this like very cool world in my head.
It wasn't like a hoarder's house or anything like that, but it was total chaos. You know what I mean? Like there was like
that many people.
Yeah, that many people, and all like within a 10-year age range. So mm-hmm. I mean, it was just. I remember when my mom got pregnant with the twins, and she told all three of us, and she was like, "I'm pregnant with twins," and my sister was like, "How will we afford it?" Like, it was like, she was eight, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. And I was like, I was so excited, but like Hallie, who's like younger than me, but kind of took the older sibling role because she's just like that, mm-hmm. was just like, I don't know how we're going to afford this. I, you know, like,
she's like, I've reviewed the finances. Yeah.
I mean, she's a nurse now. She's a Capricorn, by the way. And she's like super, just like very, you know, super caring and kind and loving and gentle. And I just beat the shit out of her. You know what I mean? Like, I just, I mean, now I'm so careful to be nice to her because I was just so mean to her. And then Mary Stewart, who's like the middle child, is like, just like very outspoken, very fabulous. Like, she just is like, she just thinks, I don't know, like, sometimes I'm like, do you think you live at the fucking Plaza? Like, it's crazy. The way she, like, my sister asked the other day, like, what goes into making an independent investigation? And my sister commented on Facebook, I will call and explain when I'm out of the bath. And I was like, you make $30,000 a year. Like, I just wanted to be like, shut up. Where does she live? You know what I mean? She lives in New York, but she lived in London for a little while, and she like would travel to Morocco and like post pictures of her like throwing colors in the air and shit like that. And I was just like, you're a fucking, give me a break. And then and then Jackie's the youngest, and she lives in Chicago now, and she's like she's a musician, and she like, she's just nuts like me. Like, she like got thrown out of prep school for getting her arm stuck in a vending machine. Like, she's like my favorite person in my family.
That's a great story.
That's really funny.
I think
funny.
I remember you on stage telling me some story, but did she like steal a golf cart or something?
Yeah, she stole. Yeah, I was talking about her for a while on stage, and then it kind of petered out. But like, she is, I'm definitely going to do a bit about her and about how she's like my, I love her so much. She like, I mean, she's just crazy. She finished high school in rehab. Like, she's so fun and so nuts, and like everybody in my family was like constantly worried about her, and I was just like, this is amazing to watch. Like, she's she is a fucking just a shooting star, and I don't know where it's gonna end up, but it is fun to watch. You know what I mean? And because she's like such a great example of like how to just like live.
What's her sign?
She's a Scorpio.
Interesting. My mom texted me and she told me what time I was born. And I was right. My rising sign is Pisces.
No, Pisces? Time is your moon sign.
No, Pisces. No,
time is both.
Put it into the calculator on the internet. I messed up. And it says that Pisces is my
moon
rising
is the
sign.
Place and time is your rising.
Oh, then I'm a
rising.
Gemini rising.
It says my ascendant sign is Pisces.
Okay.
Wait, maybe I'm not a Capricorn.
Does that, what does that mean now?
Oh, no.
It's
am I
like,
an asshole?
No, not at all. Okay. Pisces are just like really sensitive and really caring and like tries to like feel things out before they like say anything. And I mean, yeah, very sensitive. You must be great with people. Like,
you are.
Difficult people.
I am good with difficult people.
Yeah.
Can I see that little app? I fucked up mine.
Yeah, sure.
We can talk about it later.
I mean, people who hate astrology are listening to this, and they're like listening to me go, "You're good with difficult people," and I am good with difficult, and everybody's just like, "Fuck you guys."
No,
you
know?
But it's like, it's if you don't, if that's the thing, if you're not into it, you're not into it. Who gives a shit? You know what I mean? I feel like
that's a good way to be though. Like, that's what makes it fun to talk about with you, is because you're kind of just like, yeah, there, if you don't fucking like this, whatever, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't care.
There are some people that wait to do everything until they have read like Susan Miller's thing.
Yeah, those people need a mental hospital though. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, those people need help.
Well, people really, really abide by that shit. It's crazy.
I have a joke that's like, you know, you really like don't have your, what is the beginning? I forget it, guys. But just like you don't have your shit together.
That's a great joke.
Like when you're looking at your horoscope for your last result or something like that.
Yeah.
It was better when I posted it.
I really do feel like I am an Aries though.
Yeah.
It's all the shit that I hate about myself that I know.
But I love your Aries qualities because you're not like, I don't know, you've got all the outspoken Aries qualities to you, but you don't, but you're not like genuinely selfish.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm not as big of an asshole as Aries are supposed to be.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like a lot of Aries...
You are not an asshole at all.
No, but Aries are like known for being these like fucking dickheads, kind of these like super cocky, super self of like involved, like super, super stubborn. I feel like I am stubborn, but I also like can see beyond it. That being said, I have heard very negative things about most Aries men.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel like women are just the best in general always, but I just feel like Aries women specifically are way better than Aries men.
Well, women in general.
Yeah, of course. Women forever and always.
Jilly and Rosebud, do you guys think that you're like your sun signs? Do you
I'm
think
trying to figure like them out you? At the moment. Well, my mother's typing.
Do you think that you're like a Leo?
Yeah, 100%. But I also think that I'm what you were saying earlier.
Jilly reminds me of a little lion.
Yeah.
Jilly, you kind of look like a little lion.
I feel like I'm not really like my sun sign. I mean, there's aspects of me that are like a Pisces. Like I have a need to like be giving. Like I have a deep need to like give to others. But I think the Virgo in me has kind of like realized that giving to human beings can be just like a really quick way to start hating yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So I give to like animals. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
you have two rescue puppers.
I have two rescue pups. Mm-hmm. And I've got a rescue cat, which is... You know, if anybody wants her, just hit me up. I just don't really respond to cats. I don't really
me
know
either.
How she made her way into my life, but whatever, she's around. And, you know, I'm just like, I do have that, though. I have that, like, need to give to others and people that are worth giving to. Like, I think when I give to someone and I see that it's not, like, taken, it's not appreciated, like, I have that Pisces way of being like, okay, you're dead to me.
Yeah.
Like, goodbye.
You're dead to me. What does it say, Jill?
I don't understand how this works. I typed in my city.
And
then I typed in next. And then it just keeps on telling me Leo.
Well, that's it. You're double Leo.
You're double Leo then.
I lied. I'm not a Capricorn.
You're a double Leo.
Wait, am I double Leo?
I have to respond to a text message. Can I have my phone? Thanks.
See, there's this. See, this is the thing about it that I'm like, there's
but
also
wait,
this
what about
thing
my
about-
moon?
Well, your moon.
I don't know. A triple Leo.
I don't know. I'm getting very confused. All tangled up, but.
Can
you be a double Leo?
Can you see if that loaded? Because it's supposed to give me three things.
You can be a triple.
This website didn't give the other thing for me either.
So I think it's just.
You can be all the things.
The ascendant sign.
Okay. I'm going to actually have a meeting with Rosebud when we're done.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good.
Figure out what the hell I am.
Well, we usually like to talk about sex at the end of our show. We like to sexplore. But. Is there anything
like
sexy
exploring
happening
ourselves
in
inside.
Anyone's life? Are you having good sex?
I mean, I guess I am, but like, no, I don't know. Like I have a great sex life with my boyfriend, but I'm like, okay. I used to like cheat all the time and like, I have not cheated and I will not cheat on him and I love him so much, but I do have like this desire to like, just like, if I can't do it, like I want him to fuck somebody else or like something. I'm just like, I need to feel like jealous or I need to feel like I don't take him for granted. You know what I mean?
You need there to be like something on the line.
No, I'm saying like I definitely have like he's gone away for a while and I was like, you should fuck somebody while you're gone. And he did it. And it was like amazing for our relationship. And I'm starting to feel like I need to do that again.
Like he did or he didn't?
He did it.
He did go fuck someone else.
Yeah. I picked her out. She was a spoken word poet. So it's like not threatening.
So you have like a pseudo open relationship?
No, I mean, we've done one open thing, but like we haven't had like an open relationship. Like we're very committed to each other, but we, whenever we're like feeling bored sexually or like feeling like just like plateauing, we will like sit down and be like, look, like this is the lifeblood of this relationship, like 100%. Because that's like what we, you know, people get like relationships work because of communication or because of like giving to one another. Ours is sex. Like that's it, at least for me, like it's gotta be sex. That's the thing that makes it work. So if that's not working, then I like have to like sit down and like really talk to him. And a lot of times just talking to them will kind of like make me feel more sexual. Like I'll learn
lighter.
Cause I think that erotic energy comes from like finding and discovering something new about someone.
Yeah.
So if you're like really like revealing yourselves to one another, like emotionally, that you can't get bored sexually. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that that ever needs to stop because, you know, we assume that like we know everything about a person, but that can't be true. Like you never know everything about yourself. I mean,
we clearly don't because we like are these signs are telling us more that we don't even know.
I mean,
true.
So we really don't.
Astrology though, outside of that, like you don't ever know fully yourself. Like you're always discovering who you are
and growing and changing
and growing and evolving, changing. And when you're in a relationship, you've got to do that in front of someone. And that's why they're so hard, you know, cause it's like, it's one thing to like constantly be evolving yourself, but to be doing that in front of someone else and allowing them to see you is like, I mean, scary and sexy. So, you know, I'm like trying to do that right now with my boyfriend. And
how long have you guys been dating?
3 years, three and a half years.
That's a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You guys are a hot couple.
That's the longest I've ever made it with anybody.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
It's a long time.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't made it past a year since college. So it's been a
long
while.
Time.
Yeah.
Well, this has been a gorgeous conversation.
It's been really fun. I thought I learned a lot about myself and then I was giving the wrong information. So I'm going to have to relearn. But you know what? I enjoyed learning about whoever that other person is. I'm excited to get to know her
too. It could still be you. You know what I mean? You never know.
Rosebud, we have our lovely guest have a lady love-in at the end of the show, which is when you get to talk about a lady that you love. I know that you shouted out all, we spoke about all of your sisters, so I feel like that's like a portion. Jackie.
Yeah.
Jackie Baker?
Jackie Baker. I would definitely say Jackie Baker.
And she's in Chicago and she's a musician. Is she performing?
I should check her Facebook page. I don't know if she's, I think she's performing soon.
We have a lot of listeners in Chicago.
Yeah?
So if you guys are in Chicago, go and check out Jackie Baker.
Her name is Jacqueline Baker, JACQUELINE.
Yes.
Jacqueline Baker. And she's a super cutie. She's a great. Little. But if you're a man, don't fucking even think about going to her page.
Great.
Because I don't want anybody seeing her.
No. We'll keep her all to yourself. Rosebud, where can everyone find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Rosebud Baker and Instagram at Rosebud Baker. If you want to read my articles, I'm listed on Elite Daily as one of their staff writers. So.
And if you don't, for some reason, like her articles, do not send her a hate mail,
please,
guys.
Because no, please do, though.
We do not condone being mean to other people on this podcast.
If Rosebud wants positivity. It, just make sure that the subject is booking inquiry.
Please put, what I love, booking inquiry.
What I love from our listeners is to actually read some of these beautiful, funny, entertaining horoscopes and then write Rosebud an email of why you liked it.
Exactly.
You guys are sweet.
Okay.
We're positive, really
pleasant, positive people.
And you know what? Sometimes people just need to hear that they're great.
Yeah, we're a posy cast.
Oh.
All right. Well, thank you for listening.
Thanks guys.
For having
we
me.
Love
guys.
You.
Love you, Rosebud.
Bye. I love you.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.